The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
As I got out the car to meet the family to ride to the church, heard a man say, I've not seen a funeral procession like this since Prince in Minneapolis. I said, well, we came to bury the Prince of Brooklyn Center.
Who is he talking about? Some civil rights leader? Some black astronaut? A person who invented some amazing medical procedure, split the atom? No. The ethno-huckster, Al Sharpton, and he's not a reverend. Come on, guys. Seriously, give me a break, okay? He is calling... Is it Dante? What's the correct pronunciation? I give it up with these apostrophes. Dante Wright. The prince of Brooklyn. A prince amongst men. Why? Because he was on a weapons charge for choking a woman to steal her $823 out of her bra and then was incapable of complying with the police before he was shot. Is that why he's making a speech to him being the prince of Brooklyn Center? Dear friends, welcome to America First. If ever you wondered how we are where we are today, it's because of con men like Al Sharpton, whose business it is, literally his business, to keep black America down. Because if you make role models out of people like Dante Wright, black America will always, always be on a plantation. Not a slave plantation like in the Democrat states of yore, but a political plantation, as Candace Owens puts it. That is where the responsibility lies. There is no systemic oppression in America based upon skin color, except by the Democrats of black Democrat voters. That just came to me. It's so true, isn't it? The only racial oppression of a systematic nature is by white and black Democrats of black Democrat voters. That's the systemic oppression we must break. For the sake of our nation, not just for our black brothers and sisters, but for the sake of America. Too much blood has been shed. Too many have died to stop that oppression. But it's not Republicans who are keeping them down today. I'm not keeping black Americans down. I want them to be free. I want them to prosper. I want them to escape the deadly circular trap of victimhood and dependency. We don't preach that on the right. There are no victims on the right. There are those who take responsibility for themselves, who prosper because they make the decisions about their lives. They don't wait for handouts or be told what they can or cannot do or what they can or cannot say. That's the modern Democrat Party. A Democrat Party whose gene code is bigoted. There was no Southern swap strategy. That's a retroactively generated figment. It's a fabulation. The Democrat Party has always been the racist party, whether it was the slaveholders of the South, whether it was the creators of the KKK. It was always the Democrats, whether it was Joe Biden, who was the chairman of the committee that was trying to effect a, quote, high-tech lynching of a black American. Why? Did he dare to kiss a white woman? It wasn't because he was married to a white woman, which he was. But perhaps that irked Joe Biden too, because that's how racist he is. No, it was because he dared. He dared to be a conservative, a national figure, a role model, and a man who accepted the nomination of a Republican president to become an associate justice on the highest court on the land. That is bigotry. And he's still doing it today.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
He's saying, you're too dumb to get a driver's license to vote if you're black, and you don't know how to use the internet to find out where you can get vaccinated. The president of the United States thinks your skin color determines your intelligence, and you're too stupid to get a driver's license or operate a smartphone. Liberate yourselves. Where are the black... Where are the anti-Al Sharptons? I'd like to see one, just one figure stand up at a podium in a church anywhere and say, oh, Dante Wright wasn't a prince of anything. He was a young man who had done wrong, who had assaulted a woman, strong-armed them, used a gun to rob them of their rent money, and then went on the lam, who, when he was supposed to appear in a court to face the charges, which is what a responsible adult, even if they make a mistake, everyone makes mistakes, but you must take ownership of your mistakes. Not go on the run with your $823 that you stole and the gun tucked into your waistband. The man who realized that the police are behind him, pulling him over, and lies to his mother on the phone. They stopped me because of an air freshener. That reprobate Al Sharpton repeated that lie again at the funeral. Because he had an air freshener? You despicable man. He was stopped because he'd committed a crime and his vehicle was being used in an illegal fashion. And instead of being a grown-up, instead of being a man, what did this prince of men do? Tried to evade capture, pretended to comply, and then jumped back in his vehicle to escape law enforcement and the consequences of his criminality. But that's the role model. That's what Al Sharpton wants to see more of. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the more Dante Wrights get killed, the more money he makes. The more he can go into a community, the more he can ethno-hustle off the big corporations and say, you know what, you better make some donations to me and my foundations, unless, well, you know, there could be some demonstrations, there could be some looting. It's called racketeering. And that's Al Sharpton's business. I'm Sebastian Gorka, not a... what I expected to talk about in the first segment, but hey, it's live radio. Official statements from President Trump. We're going to share them with you. Amazing guests, Trish Regan, Brandon Tatum, Jim Carafano, John Patton, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson,
and the Baron.
Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Gorka right now.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
I just realized we may have to reach out to Deep Voice Dave. I'm not sure that this segment can be still called the Great American Comeback, given what the Biden administration is doing. Got to keep the ABBA music, because that's essential for the introduction of our special weekly guest, Trish Regan. She is a fearless defender of the truth, a New Hampshire resident, live free or die, host of the Trish Intel podcast, trishintel.com. Trish, yeah. I guess we're taking a break from knife fights and China in some way, but it's not a good break. What is going on with the Biden tax plan?
I gotta tell you, this is about the most moronic thing I have seen in my entire career. I have never seen such an aggressive, I mean, I think you gotta go back to you know, the days of the Revolutionary War and the British tyranny over our 13 colonies to find anything as ludicrous and onerous as this tax plan, Seb. I my stomach turned when I saw it. You know, we knew he was a socialist. We knew he would try things like this. But you know, there's still a part of you. It's like, okay, well, you know, he's got to really want the best thing for America, right? And this is not the best thing for America. This is disastrous for America.
So break it down for us. What is this going? What is it proposing, and what will it actually result in?
Okay, so basically, he's looking at anywhere from 39% and change to 43% on capital gains taxes. So this means any money that you invest, if you have, you know, a business, for example, you're a small business owner, or suppose you invest in the stock market because you're saving up for your retirement, instead of it getting taxed at the current 20% level, it's going to be taxed at double that. Now, the administration would say, oh, don't worry, it's only going to affect people that have more than $1 million. Well, look, there's a lot of small business owners that have been toiling away for 30 years that are getting ready to sell their business. Their business is going to be valued at more than $1 million, so that's going to be a problem. The other thing you got to think about is that it's going to have a spillover effect in terms of everyone else. I mean, what about all those teachers that have pension plans? What about the police officers? What about the firefighters? Anybody who's invested in this market will see the effects of people pulling capital out. Not to mention, Seb, I mean, shouldn't be the goal of government be to see more money invested in American companies? Why would you do something to basically incentivize people not to be in U.S. markets? I mean, this is beyond stupid, but you know what it tells me? They're more socialist than we ever thought. They hate money. They hate business. They hate success because it represents something they don't have. They want the government, Uncle Sam or Uncle Joe in this case, to have it all.
There was, I don't remember his name, here's a peculiar pick, the former head of the AEI, the American Enterprise Institute. He was a concert cellist or something. And he said, of course, love and faith are crucial. But he this whole thing for years, his shtick, and it was pretty good. I mean, it got a bit tiresome after a while. But he said one of the keys to actual real happiness is earned success. Not handouts, but earning your success. Because, you know, getting a handout from somebody never makes you feel good about yourself. This recommendation sounds as if it's going to just destroy the capacity for earned excess.
Right, because what's the point?
What's the point?
Government's just going to keep taking it all. Don't forget, when you invest in something like a business or in the markets, you're taking a big chance, right? It's not the same as labor. Yet they want to treat that money that you've already paid taxes on now as labor. It's really messed up. And the AEI guy, the cellist, I appreciate that because I'm a classical singer. I hear what he's saying, and it's extremely true. I mean, you know, it's just human nature. You want to do something for yourself. You want to earn for yourself. I got a note from Bloomberg the other day in one of their reports, and they were talking about income inequality between white America and black America. And they had a big chart, and they said, you know what? It really started picking up in a big way. They equated it with a $3 trillion divide today, so therefore that's what we need in reparations. And they said it really started picking up in 1967. So, Seb, I said to myself, what happened in 1967?
Exactly. Well, you know, I remember what happened. Go ahead.
Johnson's War on Poverty
in 64. Yes, the Great Society. Right.
Right? And so you want to talk about decimating a community. Suddenly, you know, you couldn't get a payment, a leg up from Uncle Sam, right? If you had a man in the house, all kinds of things that destroyed community, destroyed the family, made people dependent on the government. And sure enough, you get a much wider breadth of income inequality.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Is this a fait accompli? Is this a done deal? You've been our market expert for years. do we resign? Do we start buying gold now and resign ourselves to this insanity?
I refuse to. And you know what? I encourage every single American to speak up right now because your freedom is on the line. This is tyranny in a massive way. They want to up taxes on everyone. This will have a massive spillover effect. It's not a done deal. I mean, I think there's still some adults in the room. Joe Manchin's become a very important man, and I think he's got some sensibility to him. You know, there's some talk, Goldman Sachs, you know, the yes. well-known investment firm I used to actually work for. Goldman Sachs is saying that they anticipate it'll be more like, you know, not that much, maybe 28% in terms of capital gains as opposed to the 40 and change. I don't care. I don't like 28%.
No.
I mean, frankly, it shouldn't be when, that when high. Does, it's 20%. Let me just, I wouldn't raise it a single dime.
Forget about, you know, macro, micro, and, you know, the heavy stuff. When does a government ever make things better by doubling the rate of anything, Trish?
They
doubling.
Don't, but they think, you know, Seb, remember what's really going on here. I mean, they are trying to effectively destroy what we have, right? And remake it, which is why they're on the war path in terms of our history and rewriting history. You've got people out, you know, dumping red paint on statues outside of Central Park in New York just last night. I mean, we have a real culture war going on. And part of that culture war is their effort to break down our capitalist system because they hate capitalism. I mean, I said to myself, does anybody have a brain cell there? And you know, that may be too, in some ways, naive of me, right? Because I think actually they've thought this through and they want to destroy capitalism. But it's all for their own gain. I mean, you have only to look at the woman who runs BLM and all her real estate investments, right? to realize that it's all about them. And you look at any socialist nation that has employed this stuff. Let me tell you, Chavez and his family down in Venezuela were living very, very well.
His daughter.
The Castro's in Cuba living very well.
His daughter,
same with Maduro.
Chavez's daughter is a billionaire. Billionaire. Look at Vladimir Putin's family as well. This is what happens in these societies, but they want to do it here, and it's just wrong. Get all the facts, the latest updates from Trish Regan, our regular guest. Follow her, trishintel.com, the Trish Intel podcast. It's breaking records. Subscribe today. Have a fabulous weekend, Trish. Follow her on Twitter, Trish_Regan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls next, here on America First. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Have you tried everything else? Has it failed you? If that's the case, try this product, which is providing pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Her hip pain is gone. Hip, foot, shoulder, ankle, whatever it is, give it a try. You know you owe it to yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
That is why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has introduced the Green New Deal, which is, remember this one, use it, it's a watermelon. Green on the outside, deep, deep red communist on the inside. They want to take your pickup truck. They want to rebuild your home. They want to take away your hamburgers. This is what Stalin dreamt about but never achieved.
I thought that clip might come in handy 2 years later. Thank you, Jeff, for finding that. That was me at CPAC. Jeff is on the phone, but he can put that on hold for a second. What happened after I gave that speech? Do you remember what happened?
Yes, the next day, Joe and Mika, who she's paid to tell you what you think, started the show off making fun of you because it was so ridiculous.
Yes, and I think even The Economist made fun of that speech that they're coming after your cheeseburgers. Well, guess what, guys? You better ask me for which horse to put your money on at the races, because 2 years later, and it's happening, the Biden climate plan. I'm reading... Don't take my word for it, guys. It's why is it always the stinking Daily Mail? Can we have an American newspaper I mean, the New York Post's good, but they just don't get the exclusives like the Daily Mail. So here we have a summary in the Daily Mail. Eric, you can find this and post it. It's Biden's climate plan summary. Sleepy, creepy Joe. Beijing Biden wants to make America a zero emissions nation by 2050, which means that by 2030, Americans are going to have to decrease their consumption of red meat, okay, by 90%. 90%, which means you will be allowed, the University of the Michigan State University has done the math, you will be permitted under Biden to eat 0.18 ounces of red meat a day. 0.18 ounces of red meat. I'm sorry, Trish is right. They're commies. They're just stinking commies. All right, I need a break. I need to calm down. Let's go to our buddy in L.A., Don, line one. Happy Friday.
Dr. G, happy Second Amendment Friday to
yes.
you, my dear friend.
Yes.
I was laughing when I was listening to this because it just struck me. Well, I still haven't gotten over when you said Joe Biden was the crypt master from Tales of the Crypt.
That wasn't me. Good. That was one of our guests, I think, or one of our team here, but it's good. The crypt master. Did I say that? Maybe. Crypt keeper. Crypt keeper. Sorry.
I like it. But, you know, I was thinking, I heard you say that you weren't that too much into Westerns. I was just wondering, have you ever seen the greatest John Wayne Western ever, Red River?
No. I've seen The Searchers and all the classics. I have not seen Red River. Hang on. I'm writing that down now. Which era of his career was that? When was that?
It was shortly after Stagecoach.
Okay.
And Howard Hawks directs it. It's like a father-son conflict between he and his adopted son, Montgomery Clift, the cattle drive.
Wow, what a cast.
But the funny thing is, the funny thing is, when John Ford saw it, his quote was, "I didn't know that big SOB could act."
All right, well, I've got to fly to the border. We're going to meet Sheriff Lamb tomorrow. We're going to do our own investigation of what's going on the border with Mr. G. So I'm going to download Red River, and I'm going to watch it on the plane. Thank you, Don. What else brings you to our shores today?
Well, before I get to the politics, another John Wayne war movie, very young in shape John Wayne, called Fighting Seabees.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, I know the Fighting Seabees. Yeah.
Because that's got the best choreographed fight scene when the poor American construction workers with no training try to take on the Japanese Imperial Marines in bayonet fighting. And it's brilliant, but it's horrific because it's deep middle foreground where you see these guys, but you see how they lock up with the bayonet. They do like a spectacular judo throw on the poor guys, then finish them off with the bayonet. And I thought, as a judo man, this is how you appreciate how the weapon and the empty hand go together.
Oh, yes.
They were made to work together. They weren't made to be separated.
No.
You know, it wasn't made for fighting in a judo tournament against another guy doing judo. It's with a guy who's going to have a sword, a bayonet, a baseball bat, something to take your head off. I thought you would love it.
We're out of time. What was your political comment?
Oh, just real quickly, I call Black Lives Matter Black Lives Matter because they really don't care about black lives. Look at LeBron. You know, he's mad at a cop for shooting a knife-wielding attacker and saving two young black girls.
But
he doesn't like that guy. I don't think he likes what he says he likes. I think he's got a different... He's just a house Negro of the welfare plantation establishment.
Well,
and making
money off Chinese labor camps. That's the truth. Don, absolutely superb. I'm going to check those movies out. Black Lives Matter is far more appropriate. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
All right, while we wait for Brandon Tatum, we're going to go back to your calls. Al in California, it's Friday, it's Second Amendment Friday, it's Ask Dr. G Anything. Welcome, Al.
How you doing, Sebastian? First of all, before we get to a couple of movies, did you get the stuff I sent you on my family's military biography?
No,
yet?
I didn't. Please okay, don't well, ask me. Hey, Al, yeah. Don't ask me live on air again. It's getting irritating. Please don't do that, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay? Are you wasting my time and 3 million people? Oh, you want to know about that? Ask Mr. G. Don't do it on air.
Okay,
every week, it's like a broken flipping record.
You're right. I agree.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to get to 127. That bill needs to be defeated. All it's going to do is create a bureaucracy that will be skirted by the 1% that commit the crimes. I mean, this business of going to a psychiatrist and paying a fee and then paying a fee for collecting antiques, which aren't being used in crimes anyway.
Yeah. We discussed that. We got that. We did that last week. Carry on, Al.
Okay. I've got another movie, which maybe you've seen. I don't know. But I agree with your previous guest that Red River is a terrific movie. Here's another one, Court Martial of Billy Mitchell. Before we get to that, do you think 127 is, in fact, going to be defeated, in your opinion?
I have no idea. I don't do predictions.
Okay. Well, all right. The Court Martial of Billy Mitchell with Gary Cooper is a good war movie.
I've written it down. I will check it out. Thank you, Al. God bless. Let's go to John, Maryland, line 4. Welcome, John.
Dr. G,
hey.
My irreplaceable immigrant friend, sir. It's good to talk to you again. Thank you for the books you sent me. I am actually currently reading a book that you had, I think, the guest author on, Last Stands. And I learned about, and you may have to help me with the pronunciation here, from Hungarian history in 1566, the Siege of Szigetvár.
The Siege of Szigetvár.
Szigetvár? Okay, I see. I wanted to get your correct pronunciation. And then who is the hero? Is
Zrinyi.
How do you say that, sir?
You learn Hungarian, then you say it. What's your question?
No, I just... as Western people, we owe the Hungarian people a enormous debt of gratitude to what they did in 1566 in stopping the caliphate from expanding.
Yeah, it's whether it's the Battle of Vienna, whether it was the Poles, or whether it's the Hungarians fighting the Ottomans, absolutely. There is a liminal area, there's a line all through Central Europe where various Christian nations said, no, not on my watch, and they stopped them. Sadly, Hungary, despite that, was occupied for 150 years by the Turks. Today, the relations are good, but it's very, very kind of you to mention that more Americans should be aware of the history of the expansion of Islamic theocracy into Europe and the role of not just the Hungarians, but the Poles and others. Thank you, John. Let's go to Rick in Minneapolis, line 3. Rick, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Pleasure to be on your show. Thank you very much. Just wanted to say that since living in the Twin Cities since 1999, I'm actually packing today to move to Rogers, Arkansas. And the reason being, sir, is because there is no sanity here any longer. I live in the third precinct where I listened and saw my precinct burn and had to guard over my block and my home. And the
you had to physically guard your block?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And I encountered Antifa in person, face to face. And because of the passive aggressive attitudes here, I couldn't call these people out. And actually, when I did try to call someone out and saw them ride by with a backpack that had one of the incendiary cylinders, they would stage a barbecue gas cylinder and then would come back and light it later. And I called this guy out. Hey, nice backpack. One of these kids like thought I was profiling. And I'm just telling you, it's crazy. I witnessed in Walgreens today a young man of color stealing, eating in the Walgreens, looking at me. And I let one of the clerks know, hey, you got a guy over there stealing and eating off the counter over there. He looked, came back. And when he checked me out, I said, yep, I guess it's just not worth it, is it? And that's why I'm moving. He said, yes, sir.
So what was the trigger for you to move from the Twin Cities? Was it the recent events of the last few weeks, or was it longer than that, Rick?
It's been a little longer, and it's because of the taxes. It's been because it's Mayor Fry that's come in. And actually, government extortion, the first thing he did was raise taxes by 20%, then came back with a program, a rental program, that if you rented to low income, that he would lower your taxes by 20%. And the city council is making it where you cannot even vet your renters. And they are now on the docket, trying to put on the docket for vote for the city council to be able to regulate any kind of increase in rent. So it's absolutely gone socialist. And I bought this duplex in 2002, thought I was going to retire here. I live in a beautiful, beautiful little neighborhood, 5 blocks off the Mississippi River, can walk my dog down there. And saw this neighborhood turn, and, you know, $12 burgers. Okay, hey, you know what? I'll pay that in a microbrew. What are you going to – if you're going to bring and get low-income families, who's going to buy a $12 burger?
Right.
And it just has gone off the – it's gone off the rails.
And you chose – did I hear you right? And you chose Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Why Arkansas?
Well, because I did my history did a lot of research last year. I looked at Wyoming. I looked at South Dakota. I looked at Idaho. I looked at Tennessee.
All right. I'm curious. We've got 30 seconds. I want to know why Arkansas.
Yep. Because it's the cost of living. It's a very red state. And that northwest corridor of Bella Vista, I bought 2 lots for under $9,000 last year in the Ozarks.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. And it's red. And I want to be able to carry – conceal and carry because it's Second Amendment right, not because I have to.
Right. Beautiful. What a story, a sad story, but a guy who's made a decision. And look, it's a conscious political trend. They're destroying some of the greatest parts of the greatest nation on God's earth. Stay on the line, Rick. Thank you for sharing your story with us and illuminating something that's happening across the nation. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at sebgorka.com or sebgorkastore.com. All of my books available signed and a lot of other America First stuff. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Hey, Dr. G. I thought I knew what a real swamp was. But this here Washington, D.C., it's more putrid than the bayou at low tide in August.
And then some. Mike Lindell's My Pillow. He's sold more than 51 million of them. Do you have one? Have you checked out his other incredible more than 100 products at his website? They're trying to crush him. 25 corporations boycotting him. Why? Because he's a patriot and a truth teller. Support him. Go straight to his website, mypillow.com, and get up to 66% off with my name as your promo code. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we missed it. Earth Day was yesterday. We didn't celebrate Mother Gaia, but it's okay. Greta Thunberg was interviewed by Katie Porter. It was hilarious. Cut six.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry. What should I tell my daughter, and how should I help her and the youngest generation bear?
If your 8-year-old child thinks the earth is on fire and we're all going to die, you should be arrested for child abuse or the child's teacher. It's very simple. By the way, that woman you heard interviewing Greta Thunberg was a Democrat representative. Of course. Never heard of her, but there you go. Let's go to Sarah, Nebraska, line one. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I watched your interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene the other day, and I loved everything she had to say. She's a great representative, and I really liked her idea on the rallies, some sort of America First or MAGA rallies. I mean, last year, if you looked in the news, you saw millions and millions of people just gathering around and rallying for Trump and what he stood for. And I think there's millions and millions of us that would get out there again and do it.
I hardly agree. I think I'm going to mention it to the president, to his team. Whoever is the catalyst, whether it's Marjorie or somebody else or one of us, the president needs to endorse. He needs to get out there himself. That energy was so crucial to getting more than 72 million Americans to vote for President Trump, more than for any other president in American history. We can't just squander it. We can't let it dissipate and just hope that in a year's time people are going to be energized for that election. No, you're absolutely right, Sarah. Stay on the line. Let's give Sarah a copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. On that issue, we have an absolutely incredible Gorka's reality check for you this Sunday. The wokeification, the sabotaging politically of our military. 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air 10 p.m. Watch it this Sunday. The Gorka reality check on Newsmax.